this is Kelly, the host of Happy Clams Podcast. This podcast is my search for how people find happiness and what brings people joy in their lives. For now, each guest is choosing their own episode topic. I've learned a lot and I've reflected even more. I hope you do too. Hello, podcasters, and welcome to Happy Clams Podcast. This is your host, Kelly, and I am here with the love of my life, my boyfriend.
Hello, my name's Eric.
And we are looking for how people find happiness and joy in their lives. So Eric has agreed to be here and talk with us as he is munching on some sweet tarts.
Mmm, delish.
Thank you for being here today, Eric.
Oh, my pleasure. It's a beautiful day. Sun shining. High tide, and I feel like a happy clam.
All right, Eric, fill in this blank. I feel happy when?
I feel happy when music is around.
Oh, music. I like that topic.
Mm-hmm. I enjoy listening to it, playing it, talking about it, reading about it.
That's really cool because I think a lot of people can identify with that and obviously this episode then.
I hope so. I mean, it is a global language. It's always something I've found fascinating about music. And it does bring me joy. It makes it's happy to be playing music for not only yourself, but other people. It's just it's an overall mood. It's one of those things when something you hear sonically can you can tie it back to a memory or something. I don't know. It's powerful.
I think it's interesting that everyone hears music differently and interprets music differently, you know, and one song might mean something a lot different to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Eric, how do you define joy? What does joy mean to you?
I don't think of so much of a, I try not to think of it as like a selfish thing, but I guess I do. I do things that I find joyful.
Yeah.
So, like I turn to that before I really, turn to other people's joy, which I guess is the exact opposite of this whole podcast. But joy is something that is that you do to really find yourself, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's something that you're always going to look for, and it's always going to be different every day of the week.
And I don't think it's, like joy being selfish is the opposite of this podcast. I think it exactly is what this podcast is, you know, like I really want to talk to people and ask them, how do you find joy when you're not happy, when you're not having a good day, when you don't feel joyful? What's something that you can always go to and it always makes you feel good?
Sweet tarts.
Yes. Oh, but the sweet tarts down.
Oh, they're so good.
Hey, you can keep eating sweet tarts. So let's talk about how you first discovered music, how music was first in your life, because I get the impression from talking to you that you really grew up around it and, music was a big part of your family's lives.
Yeah. So my dad always listened to music. He was an avid collector of it. And he always had it going, almost every night he would, he worked the grunt kind of 8 to 5.
Yeah.
Working man schedule. And that was something that he did to unwind. And my uncle has always been a pretty big influence on me as far as the music goes. He's in a band, kind of like a cover band, but he's really good.
Yeah.
He has his own material, and he's just one of those unheard of musicians that do it for themselves and, on the side play a little bit. Now he's like 65, and it's something that he can do while he's sitting on the lake and
just enjoying
a beverage.
So when your dad was playing music when you were little, did you really embrace that music? Like, did you really enjoy that with him, or did it just kind of open your eyes to there's a lot of music out there and you kind of went out on your own?
That's a good question. A good mix of both, I guess, because I'm 25. My dad's 59, and it's 2017.
It's a lot of math right there.
Well, it's I guess from a musical standpoint, times have changed a lot, especially from things that you hear like on the radio to how we consume it today.
For sure.
Music, that being, so it kind of opened my eyes. It's like, it made me want to continue to find other styles of music.
Yeah.
I just put in a mouthless weed talk. Forgot that I'm talking into a microphone. Sorry.
Keeping it real. So what kind of music did you enjoy that your dad played? Or is there like bands that you both are just like, oh yeah, I really love them. That would be a classic.
Supertramp. My dad played a lot of Supertramp. And he was an avid Doobie Brothers fanatic.
Ooh.
Really liked Doobie Brothers. The Beatles.
Okay.
George Harrison of the Beatles, more specifically.
Yeah, I mean the brands behind the Beatles.
Yeah, he was a huge George Harrison fan.
That's his favorite Beatle then.
That is, in his eyes, the Beatle.
I think that's a respective choice.
Yeah, so that's what I guess that's some of the stuff, just a little bit of what he listened to. He liked he listened to some weird, not weird, but weird at the time, I guess. I've never heard of before, like Howling Wolf, the old jazz guy.
Hmm.
Etta James.
That's
those
cool.
Are some people that I would be played on. It was just real soulful and different, and I've never really, I didn't hear that on the radio.
Yeah.
10 years old.
The things that he kind of had to seek out, knew that he enjoyed. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just on because someone else chose to play.
Yeah, so it started with that, and my dad wasn't really a musician, but he had a pretty good musical taste, and my uncle, I would go over to his house all the time. I had a cousin. So
yeah.
I would go over there, and he had like a little recording studio set up and drums, and and that's kind of how I started to play music. I was over there, and it kind of just something, it's a hobby, but now still. Yeah. Amateur.
So not only do you listen to music, but you also play music. And you first started playing music with your Uncle Buddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure did. On the drum set.
Okay. And Eric is a drummer. For those of you that don't know, did you always kind of feel like pulled towards the drums? Or did you kind of experiment and find that was where your talent was? How did you land with the drums?
Well, it was really cool because my mom encouraged me to play music.
Yeah.
Because I guess as a little kid, I would, she saw that it kind of made me happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed listening to it and beating on the pot and pan and, wow, how does that work? So she signed me up for guitar lessons, which did not go over too well. Never practiced. Didn't like it. I was like, 6 or 7. And then I got a drum set and it all changed. I just played by myself and played when I wanted to.
Yeah.
Didn't have to remember to do anything.
How old were you when you got your first drum set?
10.
So you had a drum set before you went into middle school and before you joined band and all mm-hmm. that stuff.
Yeah.
And then you went to middle school and did you join band in the 6th grade?
I did. I played it all the way through middle school. I was a percussionist. 4th chair.
Cool. Yeah. You worked hard for that.
Yeah, well, the whole practice thing is something that was never really too fun.
For the chair out of how many?
6.
Okay, see? That's something to say.
Yeah, well, that was because, I didn't really read the music.
Oh, no.
I always try to just remember the parts, and, that doesn't go over so well.
Yeah, but I always felt like with percussion, you can kind of feel your way into it.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I'm sure that was your outlet, yeah. And then you went on to high school and joined the marching band.
Mm-hmm.
And you got some good band stories, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to save those for another podcast.
Yes. We could go on and on. The band people are insane.
But that's not what this is about.
No. And, it's high school fun stuff. But, yeah, I was in marching band and I was also in jazz band.
Which one did you prefer?
Jazz band.
Why?
Because I got to sit down.
So was jazz band like during the off season, during not football season?
No, there was an actual class for it. It was a early morning class.
Ooh.
That I did, yeah. We did it for 2 years.
Okay.
And I was like, don't want to wake up at, really, really early in the morning to get there before everyone else does. Because I was too cool for school. I had a car, and I did not want to do that. So.
Okay. Well, I'm going to move on to our next topic now that we have a little bit of history and background on how you got into music and how you started playing music. How do you find joy when you create your own music, when you're playing music?
I guess it's because you lose yourself. I suppose that's the joy that comes from it.
Uh-huh.
And you don't really, there's not really much else really you're really thinking about.
It really consumes your whole mind. You have to focus on all of that.
Yeah, and it's not so much like it's not that you're thinking about where I put my hand and, you know, like what I do to create a beat. It's just a feeling that you get.
Because I'm sure that percussion has to come naturally to you, because I have tried to play and tap around and it is not a natural thing.
Yeah, everyone can do it. Absolutely.
Yeah, with practice, but you are like exceptionally good at it. You don't need to practice and you get it.
Well, there's some rust there. I mean, I'm not pro, but it is, yeah, it's fun.
So do you find yourself like tapping and drumming when you're not at a drum set, on tables, on counters, on your legs? You find yourself doing that like when you are happy, or maybe if you're not happy and you want to be happy?
From time to time, I kind of realize that it can be a coping mechanism. Certain situations.
Just something to kind of bring you back, because you can't take your drum set with you everywhere. But you can still kind of get in that mindset wherever you go.
Right. Yeah, pretty much.
And what about when you create music with other people? Like sometimes you'll have people over and you guys just jam and you all play together. Like, does that bring you more joy or a different kind of joy? Like, how is that different than just independently doing that yourself?
It's really cool to play music with other people, because you're not speaking. And since you are, it's your soul kind of screaming through the instrument. But I don't know, you feed off of one another's energy. And you know, there's a limitless space. There's no instructions on what to do.
Yeah.
So that's the fun part and I guess it's all about a mood and a time and the way the moon's positioned within the day.
Yeah. Well, because you're right. I never really thought about that, but it's a nonverbal communication.
Yeah, no. So unless you're really singing, you know.
Yeah.
And that's some, you know, I don't really do, we don't really do that.
So you do have to like read off of each other and feed off of each other, you know, and it can't be a dictatorship of like, this is what I want to play. Like, you really have to figure it out together.
And that's the fun part. That's what's joyful about it, is because you can be on the same page per se.
Yeah.
Without even, you know, speaking a word.
Do you prefer to just kind of jam and like play whatever comes to you? Or do you prefer playing like, here's a song and we're going to play it together?
It's more just what I feel at the time, I guess. You know, I don't do it every day.
Yeah.
But when I do play, it's always fun to play with someone else. But not to have too much structure.
Yeah.
Because we're never going to be playing at Carnegie Hall.
Right, you're not playing for a performance, you're playing for enjoyment.
Right, but that's not why I play. I play for the happiness.
Yeah. The joy that it brings you. Mm-hmm. And not only do you love creating music, but you also really enjoy listening to music, and it seems to be always around you. So, how do you feel when you're playing music, and how is that different than when music's not playing?
I guess more so like listening to
it. Yeah.
Listening to it's really cool, because it kind of dictates a mood. I know there's certain times where you can, you can find something that's really, really upbeat, and that, you know, if you're having a slow day, it can give you energy.
Mm-hmm.
If you're having something that's, you know, you had something bad happen to you today, or you had an interaction, or it just wasn't the best of days.
Yeah.
And you can, you know, listen to music and kind of zone out and find something that really speaks to you, whether it be through the lyrics or the way that the music sounds to you. I mean, you know, I feel like you can listen to the same song, you know, a couple days in a row and get something different out of it.
Yeah.
Because you're going to interpret it a different way, because every day you have a different feeling.
And you really prefer listening to like a CD or a playlist over the radio, because that's then when you're picking the music.
Yeah, you get to choose what you want to listen to. And I guess it's, you know, everyone kind of handles it differently. But there's, with it being 2017 and everything's so accessible now, especially via the internet, there's so much There's so much music, and it's just fun to find something that you've never heard before.
And you listen to so many genres. Like, I've never heard you say, like, there's a genre that you don't like or wouldn't listen to. How do you find that new music and, like, discover your taste in music?
Well, I like to really listening to other artists talk about how they find inspiration, which is essentially what's the question that you just asked me. But it's, you know, what they found in it, because it really does kind of, you know, go on through the generations.
Yeah.
So I think that finding new music is really finding what other artists motivate them to. Today, I found a group called Cabbage Alley. That was so funny.
Cabbage Alley?
Yeah. And it was David Banner. He's a, you know, it's a rap guy.
Oh, okay.
You know, What it do, what it don't. But, yeah. So it's,
and you liked Cabbage Alley.
Yeah, it was pretty funky. It was like this, the old art, you know.
No. So what artists, like, influence you? What music do you listen to and then take back to your own music? You have got to stop those sweethearts. You are going to regret it when we listen back. Still put more sweet tarts in his mouth.
It's a beautiful day for him. What was the question?
What artists influence you?
A big artist that really influences me. Sweet tarts are so good.
Sweet tarts could be an influence.
Put too many in my mouth.
I hate to say it, but I told you so.
Well, a lot of stuff that influences me. Got a good shout out to, you know, Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
That's still, you know, that's timeless. I really have been enjoying Mac DeMarco. This guy out of, I think he's out of Canada. I think that's where he's from. He's pretty cool. There's so much. I can try to compile a list and put it on something.
I would love that. We'll put it on the site.
That'd be a little easier than me just sitting here rambling off.
Well, I just think it's so interesting because you just have such a wide taste in music. And as an outsider looking in, sometimes I don't see the connection between all of them, but I don't think there has to be a connection. Like, they can just be all these different types of music that you are exposed to, and you're like, you know what, that's cool. And it doesn't need to have, like, a title or a certain genre or a tag or, like,
an image.
Yes, that's exactly.
To be part of
the
scene.
Thank you. It doesn't have to have an image. Yeah. And I just think that's so cool about you. Because you really do know, not only do you know a lot about music of playing it, but you are very knowledgeable on listening to it.
You know, I've been walking around with a CD in my hand. It's been accessible to me, so I guess it's something that music, it kind of helps me cope.
Yeah.
Through the stress of the day.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and that CD is going to be irrelevant soon.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much everything's done through the pods, you know.
Yeah, thank goodness for pods.
Ear pods, music pods.
All right, Eric, well, do you have anything else about the joy that music brings you?
No, get out there and create something. Listen to it.
Yeah.
Talk about it. Be about it. Always have it on.
And what brings you the most joy? Playing music, listening to music, finding new music? Like, what is just your favorite thing about music?
That it always changes. And that the influences always change too. And that it is timeless.
Yes.
You know, when it goes back to, like, the Egyptians recording on those gold plates, you know, it was a little bump and then a little needle would run over and would make a sound.
Did they?
Someone did.
not that far back.
Might be the Babylonian.
Okay, we'll have to look
at that. I don't know. I don't know what culture did that. It's cool.
And just having that be able to reach everyone, you're right. Once somebody puts it out, it's there forever. Just like this podcast.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for podcasting with me, Eric. I have thoroughly enjoyed myself.
It's fun. Thanks for inviting me and letting me be here.
And if people want to talk more music with you, or they just want to talk to you in general, what is your Twitter handle?
Eric Jones. But instead of an O, it's a zero for the Jones.
Oh, that's clever. Okay. Eric Jones. Mm-hmm. We will follow you.
Let me spell my name a little weird, but you'll probably see it.
Yeah, you'll see it on the website. A-R-I-K. All right, my love. Well, thank you for being here. Thank you to all the podcasters out there. And remember that deep down, we are all happy clams. Thank you for listening to Happy Clams Podcast. I hope that it left you inspired and joyful. We would love to hear from you. You can follow us on Twitter at Happy Clams Pod, or you can follow me personally at Miss Pattison 4. And you can also check out our website, happyclamspodcast.com. Our podcast was recorded and edited on Beautiful Audio Editor. Our image was created on canva.com. And the music is called Beachfront Property by Silent Partner on the YouTube Audio Library. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.